Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're liberating the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending September 30th, 2017. Last week featured a rare treat, a hotshot debut single in the top five. I'm happy to announce that this week, history repeats itself. It all goes down in fifth place, where Sam Smith resurfaces with Too Good at Goodbyes. What's Sam been up to? Hang on for details.
And every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Sam Smith tallies his sixth top 20 and his third top 5 hit as Too Good at Goodbyes opens in fifth place. Back home in the United Kingdom, the news is even better, where it becomes Sam's sixth number one. This is the opening single from Sam's upcoming second album. It's been 3 years since he dropped In the Lonely Hour. Sam says he wants the album to update us on his love life, which, according to him, is still terrible. Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber aren't suffering too terribly with Despacito. The former 16-week champ weakens a slot in fourth place. Daddy Yankee is working to aid victims of natural disasters. Details are on the way.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment. Slowly.
Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber back off a slot to fourth place with Despacito. Fans of Daddy Yankee are helping him aid victims of natural disasters. Last week, he went on social media to elicit donations for those devastated by Hurricane Maria in the Caribbean and the massive earthquake in Mexico. Working with several charities, he collected donations of diapers, batteries, bottled water, and other essentials. Daddy Yankee also joined forces with Feeding America, which will bring food donations to 78 municipalities in Puerto Rico. Logic has himself a genuine top three hit single, as 1-800-273-8255 jumps two slots. I have a fun little chart fact for you coming up after the song.
I don't want to be alive. I don't want to be alive. I just want to die today. I just want to die. I don't want to be alive. I don't want to be alive. I just want to die. Let me tell you why.
Logic bumps it up two slots to number three with 1-800-273-8255 featuring Alicia Cara and Khalid. This is now the highest charting single in Hot 100 history with a telephone number as its title. Back in 1982, the rock band Tommy Two Tone peaked at number four with 8675309, Jenny. Actually, no fewer than seven songs bearing phone number titles have made it into the Hot 100. Cardi B remains a strong contender at number two with Bodak Yellow, Money Moves. Cardi just got some advice from another hip-hop star. Stay with me for details.
I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what
a Cardi B holds in the runner-up slot with Bodak Yellow, Money Moves. Cardi recently said she was going to push back her album, originally scheduled for an October release. Posting on Twitter, rapper J. Cole advised her not to pressure herself to release an album. Just keep dropping strong singles. Taylor Swift stays strong atop the Hot 100 for a third week with Look What You Made Me Do. Did you know Taylor threw a Halloween party last year? Well, she did. I'm going to tell you about it after the song.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Taylor Swift leads the Hot 100 pack for a third week with Look What You Made Me Do. Last year, she threw a Halloween party, and of course it drew top celebs. Model Gigi Hadid was there, along with Camila Cabello, who dressed as a grandma who couldn't find her cat because she sat on it. We're going to find our way to number one next week. I hope you'll join me. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.